From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Belgian prosecutors charged four more suspects Saturday linked to the deadly suicide bombings in Brussels that killed 32 people last month. Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attack suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted he was the man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels airport March 22nd. Abrini, a 31-year-old Belgian of Moroccan descent, is suspected to be linked with the Paris attacks as well. Despite multiple arrests in connection with the November 13 attacks in Paris and the deadly bombings in Brussels last month, Belgium's capital remains under its second-highest terror alert. The United States and the Afghan government are calling on the Taliban to return to peace talks. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul Saturday, Secretary of State John Kerry said the Taliban's participation in the peace process could help end the suffering of the Afghan people.
Again today, we call on the Taliban to enter into a peace process, a legitimate process, a real process that provides equal rights, protection for all Afghans, and brings to an end the violence and the suffering that the people of this country have endured for so many years.
Shortly after Kerry left the Afghan capital, witnesses in central Kabul reported hearing at least two explosions. Authorities said they are still working to determine the nature of the blasts and have no reports of casualties. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Wyoming Democratic Caucus, the last nominating contest before the delegate-rich New York primary. The victory was Sanders' eighth out of the last nine contests. Sanders said his recent successes boost his momentum headed toward the Democratic convention.
We are in this race to win. We have a path to victory, and our intention is to win the Democratic nomination and then win the general election.
Just 14 Democratic delegates were up for grabs in Wyoming, fewer than any other state. Hillary Clinton currently has more than half of the 2,383 delegates needed to win the nomination. The next primary for both the Democrats and the Republicans is April 19th in New York. Protesters in London Saturday called on David Cameron to resign after his family's financial affairs were included in the so-called Panama Papers. Gathering on Downing Street outside the Prime Minister's residence, protesters held signs reading, "Time to go, chum," and "Defy Tory rule," among others. Speaking at his Conservative Party's spring forum earlier Saturday, Cameron said that he should have handled scrutiny of his family's tax arrangements better, and he promised to learn from his mistakes.
I know that I should have handled this better. I could have handled this better. I know there are lessons to learn, and I will learn them. And don't blame Number 10 Downing Street or nameless advisers. Blame me. And I will learn the lessons.
Cameron's admission came several days after negative media coverage and calls for his resignation. The opposition Labour Party has also demanded he make a statement to Parliament on his financial affairs. Greece's deputy foreign minister says the EU-Turkey repatriation program needs some improvements, but he is confident it will be streamlined quickly. Nikos Zidakis made the statement after a visit by ministers from France, Italy, the Netherlands, and other European Union countries to a migrant reception center in Athens. Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Konders said he was relatively optimistic that the deal struck between the EU and Turkey would smooth the asylum process.
I certainly think what we see here is the beginning of an enormous investment also of the Greek society, the Greek state, but also the support of the international community to give people also a living. And that's, I think, an obligation we all have.
French European Affairs Minister Alain Désir appealed to refugees not to risk their lives trying to come to Europe illegally. Earlier Saturday, five migrants drowned when their boat capsized off the Greek island of Samos. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.